Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of events headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
National Family Justice CEO Teresa Sneed to lead critical discussion on family court reform. National Family Justice CEO Teresa Sneed, a leader in trauma-informed reform, will lead a critical discussion on family court reform. The virtual event, hosted by the Truth and Democracy Coalition on September 7, 2025, will address the impact of family courts on children, parents, and constitutional rights. Topics include ensuring justice in family courts, necessary protections for families, and systemic failures that perpetuate coercion and legal abuse. Sneed, author of Lance's Law, advocates for real reforms to support families. National Family Justice is actively involved in transforming family courts by filing amicus briefs, providing resources, and collaborating on reform initiatives nationwide. Join the free event on Zoom to learn more about advocating for justice and fairness in family courts. Anthony F. Cordero Charitable Foundation awards $19,400 to 5 local nonprofits. The Anthony F. Cordero Charitable Foundation has awarded grants totaling $19,400 to 5 local nonprofit organizations in southeastern Massachusetts. These grants will support various initiatives such as Gabriel House Fire Relief, addressing food insecurity among veterans, and promoting social-emotional wellness. The foundation, founded in 2018, has awarded over $275,000 to local organizations. Funding comes from individual donations and proceeds from events like the annual golf tournament. Congratulations to this year's grantees, who are making a positive impact in their communities. Applications for the next round of funding are now open for nonprofit organizations in southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. The Jamie and Blanca Haran Foundation and Los Defensores awarded over $50,000 in scholarships to underserved law and journalism college students at annual wine night at the Ravine Fundraising Gala. The Jamie and Blanca Jaran Foundation and Los Defensores awarded over $50,000 in scholarships to underserved college students pursuing careers in law and journalism at the annual wine night at the Ravine Fundraising Gala. The event, held at Dodger Stadium, focused on the impact of affirmation, mentorship, and cultural pride for Latino students. This year's theme, The Power of Believing, highlighted the journey of young people striving to find their voice and support. The evening honored MLB All-Star Nomar Garcia-Para and Dodgers photographer John Suhu for their contributions. Since its inception, JBJF has raised over $225,000 in scholarship funds, empowering the next generation of Latino leaders in newsrooms and courtrooms. Los Defensores, as the fiscal corporate sponsor, continues to support this mission through their Siempre Contigo initiative, breaking down barriers for Latino students in higher education.
Club Pilates hosts first ever experiential event to cap off their annual Pilates Body Challenge. Club Pilates, the largest Pilates brand, is hosting its first large-scale experiential event to wrap up their Pilates Body Challenge, with over 136,000 members participating this year. The event, taking place at the Pendry Newport Beach on August 24th, will recognize top instructors and challenge participants. The celebration will include a signature Pilates class, a social hour for members to connect, and branded activations. Club Pilates President Tiana Stradiman emphasized the event as a celebration of strength and community. As the challenge ends, Club Pilates looks forward to their next themed activation, 80s Week, featuring an overnight stay in Los Angeles and a lively dinner. For more information, visit clubpilates.com.
Seethrintro Telecom President and CEO Simon Masri to present opening keynote at Mexico Connect 2025. Cintro Telecom, a global telecommunications and fiber infrastructure provider, will be participating in Mexico Connect 2025, a key event for telecom professionals in Mexico and the U.S. President and CEO Simon Mattrey will deliver the opening keynote on investing in the future of Mexico's telco landscape. The event, scheduled for September 10 to 11, 2025, in Mexico City, will bring together industry leaders to discuss cross-border connectivity and collaboration opportunities. Joining Mattrey are other industry experts like Daniel Elguea, Gabriel Navarro, Armando de la Peña, and Boris Velandia. To register for the event, visit the Mexico Connect 2025 website. For more information about Cintro Telecom, visit their website. The World Series of Cornhole, uniting legends, fans, and charity. The World Series of Cornhole, WTC, is uniting legends, fans, and charity in Columbus, Ohio. Heisman Trophy winners, NFL legends, and passionate fans will collide for 2 days of competition, tailgating, and community impact. The event kicks off with a VIP gathering with Heisman winners like Troy Smith and Ricky Williams. Fans can practice on cornhole boards before the tournament starts. On game day, there will be a premium VIP tailgate zone before Ohio State versus Texas. The event also features a Show Me Your Cornhole competition and supports charitable foundations led by the legends. WSOC is about more than just the game. It's about giving back and making a real-world impact.
Join Solano Land Trust for an unforgettable Sunday supper experience. Solano Land Trust, a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting open spaces in Solano County, is hosting an unforgettable Sunday supper event on October 5th, 2026, at Centivo Vineyards and Winery in Fairfield, California. The event will feature live music, dinner, and auctions, all in support of preserving the natural beauty of Solano County. Individual tickets are $175, and tables for eight can be purchased for $1,300. Join the celebration surrounded by the stunning landscapes of Centivo Vineyards and Winery. Visit solanolandtrust.org for more information and to purchase tickets. Don't miss this chance to support conservation efforts while enjoying a night of food, music, and community on October 5th, 2026. Celebrating Courage, Texas Advocacy Project's annual Black and White Ball event set to inspire. Texas Advocacy Project, a leading organization dedicated to eradicating dating and domestic violence, is set to host its annual Black and White Ball on September 20th. The event, presented by DiBella at the JW Marriott Austin, raises vital funds for TAP's critical programs. The gala celebrates 40-plus years of TAP's commitment to ending power-based abuse in Texas. The Courage Award will honor a former TAP client for their bravery. Cowboy Auctioneer, a longtime partner, is excited to support TAP's mission. Together, TAP's team, volunteers, and donors have raised awareness and provided support to survivors. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org for more information on TAP's work and the Black and White Ball event.
AAM celebrates 35 years of excellence in HOA management. Associated Asset Management is celebrating its 35th anniversary in 2025. Founded in 1990 by Laura Ziff, AAM has grown into a nationwide leader in community association management, with 14 regional offices across 12 states and over 1,000 team members. AAM offers a comprehensive range of HOA management services tailored to each community's unique needs, including consulting in accounting, marketing, and operational strategy. President Amanda Shaw notes the milestone as a testament to client trust and team dedication. AAM's commitment to innovation and strong relationships ensures an enhanced living experience for every community. To mark the occasion, AAM will host celebratory events across its offices, honoring employees, clients, and communities. For more information, visit associatedasset.com.
Vivid Velocity, 2015 Lamborghini Huracan LP610-4, blazes into DFW Car and Toy Museum. The DFW Car and Toy Museum is thrilled to showcase the next generation of Lamborghini performance with the arrival of a stunning 2015 Lamborghini Huracan LP610-4 Coupe, now part of the celebrated Ron Sturgeon collection. Cloaked in an electrifying shade of green, This modern Italian masterpiece exemplifies the raw power and sophisticated technology that define Lamborghini's current era. Under the sleek skin of the Huracan lies a naturally aspirated 5.2-liter V10, delivering an exhilarating 602 horsepower and 413 pound-feet of torque. Paired with a lightning-quick 7-speed dual-clutch transmission, the Huracan's power is sent to all four wheels, providing both thrilling acceleration and confidence-inspiring grip. Braking is equally impressive, with green Lamborghini-branded calipers clamping down on cross-drilled carbon ceramic rotors at all four corners. Inside, the Huracan offers a perfect blend of racing spirit and luxury, with heated and power-adjustable black leather seats, Lamborghini crests embossed on the headrests, and a full infotainment system with navigation. Now proudly on display alongside more than 200 rare vehicles, the 2015 Lamborghini Huracan LP610-4 invites visitors to witness the evolution of one of the world's most iconic supercar brands at the DFW Car and Toy Museum.
The Dairy Alliance powers NC State students at 10th Annual Moonlight Howl and Run. The Dairy Alliance partners with North Carolina State University to showcase the performance benefits of real dairy milk at the 10th Annual Moonlight Howl and Run. By providing students with dairy milk at the finish line, they help them recover and recharge with milk's high-quality protein and natural electrolytes. With its unique nutrition profile, dairy milk offers the optimal balance of carbs and protein for muscle recovery, making it a smart choice for active students. Participants will receive free t-shirts and glow accessories, along with Howling Cow chocolate milk to refuel with real dairy after the run. To learn more about the Dairy Alliance, visit their website or follow them on social media.
Want Atome employment lawyers to give away 500 stocked backpacks to ease back-to-school financial strain for St. Paul families. Want Atome is launching Project Backpack, a community initiative to give away 500 free backpacks filled with essential school supplies to K-12 students and families in St. Paul on August 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m. The event aims to ease the financial strain of back-to-school season. Families can also receive fresh produce and groceries from Feeding Frogtown at the same location. Sean Wanta, managing member of Wantatome, emphasizes the importance of community support. Each backpack is stocked with grade-appropriate supplies. Families are encouraged to pre-register online to guarantee a backpack. Over 100 students are already pre-registered for the event.
MobileX expands independent dealer network to accelerate nationwide growth. MobileX, the customizable wireless service focused on saving consumers money, has expanded its independent wireless dealer program to drive national growth. The initiative, unveiled at the All Wireless and Prepaid Expo, includes new master agent partnerships like Orion Mobile, B2B Mobile, Modern Wireless, and AH Prepaid. These additions, along with existing partners, aim to enhance support for the wireless retail channel. MobileX is dedicated to its dealer community, offering competitive pricing, seamless activations, and timely compensation. New capabilities include SIM swap, phone number change, dealer care support, mobile activations, and flexible plan customization. These enhancements aim to improve operational efficiency and create additional revenue streams beyond traditional sales. MobileX is committed to supporting dealers and providing customers with personalized service and value.
10 educators honored with Freedom Federal Credit Union's 2025 Golden Apple Awards. Freedom Federal Credit Union honored 10 local educators at its 14th annual Golden Apple Awards reception held at Mountain Branch Grill and Pub in Joppa, Maryland. The awards provide grants to help educators bring innovative classroom initiatives to life. This year, the program expanded to include educators from Baltimore City, presenting 10 awards totaling $10,000. Top awards went to educators using podcasting technology to enhance student learning. Educators at various schools in Harford and Baltimore counties are focusing on STEM innovation, sustainability, and supporting the whole child. Councilman David Marks and Dr. Eric Davis praised Freedom's support for educators and schools. Partners like Clever Cat Marketing, Comcast, and the Maryland Ad Network were also recognized. The annual awards aim to support educators with creative visions for education that require community support.
From Bill Burr to rising stars, Comedy Village turns one in Times Square. Since opening in August 2024, Comedy Village in Times Square has become a top spot for stand-up comedy. In just 1 year, the club has hosted big names like Bill Burr and showcased rising talents like Eagle Witt and Brittany Brave. Founded by PJ Landers, a veteran New York comedian, the club offers shows 7 nights a week, blending upscale vibes with classic comedy club energy. To mark its first anniversary, Comedy Village is offering 50% off tickets this week with code HAPPYBIRTHDAY. Don't miss the chance to experience the full spectrum of stand-up comedy in Times Square. Mo the Mountain One Spokesgoat inspires young savers at Scituate Heritage Days. Mountain One's storybook team, led by Brenda Patel, entertained and educated children at the recent Scituate Heritage Days with a reading of Something to Save, part of their financial education program. The story follows Mo the Spokesgoat and Penny the Chipmunk as they learn about saving money and making thoughtful choices. The event sparked conversations about setting goals and making wise decisions. Mo the Spokesgoat made a special appearance, bringing joy to the crowd. Mountain One's storybook series aims to promote financial education and positive life skills for young readers. To learn more about Mo's storybook program and upcoming events, visit mountainone.com/mo-storybook.
Arc Culinary's Emeril Lagasse Foundation Innovation Kitchen showcases August and September chef experience dinners. Arc Culinary's Emeril Lagasse Foundation is hosting two immersive culinary journeys in August and September, featuring flavors inspired by cultural traditions. Ticket sales support Arc Broward's mission of empowering individuals with disabilities. The 2025 Favorites Dinner on August 30th offers a four-course menu, including a buckwheat and wild mushroom crepe and a sushi dome. Rooted, a yuca affair on September 11 celebrates Latin America's beloved yuca with dishes like Asian glazed pork belly and seared wild-caught coho salmon. Tickets for these experiences range from $92 to $102, including gratuity and alcoholic beverages. The Emeril Lagasse Foundation Innovation Kitchen at Arc Culinary offers a blend of classic and modern elegance, hosting various events and catering services. For tickets and more information, visit arcculinary.com or call 954-299-7515. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions receives $40,000 donation from Wells Fargo Foundation. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions expresses gratitude to the Wells Fargo Foundation for their generous $40,000 donation. The foundation will be the neighborhood sponsor for the upcoming Opening Doors, Changing Lives Gala on November 6th. This annual event is a key fundraiser for NHS, supporting their programs and services. The Wells Fargo Foundation focuses on creating positive change in communities, prioritizing activities that support underserved communities and advance racial equity. CEO Robert Corley appreciates the foundation's long-standing support of NHS's mission to provide safe, affordable housing and vibrant communities. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions is a leading housing service provider in southern Massachusetts, serving over 20,000 households in 75 cities and towns. For more information, visit nhsmass.org.
Protect your loved ones by learning the truth about estate planning. Despite 83% of Americans recognizing the importance of estate planning, only 31% actually have a will, leaving loved ones vulnerable to legal delays and unnecessary stress. To address this gap, the American Heart Association is hosting a free webinar during National Make-A-Will Month. Participants will gain insight into common estate planning myths and practical knowledge to secure their future. The session, featuring estate planning professionals, aims to equip attendees with the clarity and confidence to make informed decisions about their financial legacy. The Heart Association also offers free online planning tools through FreeWill, allowing anyone to create a legally binding will in just 20 minutes. Register at heart.org/plan for this informative webinar and take the first step towards protecting your loved ones and financial legacy.
feds target Maryland ticket broker in alleged price gouging scheme. The Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit against Maryland ticket reseller Key Investment Group, accusing the company of using fake accounts and other tactics to buy and resell hundreds of thousands of tickets for events like Taylor Swift's Eras Tour and Bruce Springsteen's 2023 shows. The FTC alleges that Key Investment Group violated the Better Online Ticket Sales Act by acquiring nearly 380,000 tickets and reselling them for a profit. This case marks a significant test of the 2016 law aimed at preventing scalpers from using automated software to manipulate ticket markets. FTC Chairman Andrew N. Ferguson emphasized the agency's dedication to protecting consumers from unfair ticket practices, stating that those who exploit fans through anti-competitive means will face consequences. Key Investment Group has denied the allegations, arguing that its actions were in line with industry standards. The lawsuit comes amidst increased government scrutiny of the live events industry, particularly regarding ticketing practices. The Bots Act, passed in 2016, prohibits the use of automated tools to bypass ticket purchase limits, but enforcement has been limited until now.
Justice for Housing celebrates graduates of Sharp, CDL, and Culinary Arts Program on August 15th. Ceremony. Justice for Housing recently celebrated the graduates of their Culinary Arts Program, Stable Housing and Reintegration Program, and Commercial Driver's License, CDL Program, at a ceremony on August 15th. The event honored formerly incarcerated individuals working towards housing stability, economic mobility, and career development. Notable speakers, including Rachel Rollins and Senator Lydia Edwards, emphasized the importance of second chances and housing justice. Founder Leslie Credle highlighted the graduates' resilience and commitment in overcoming systemic barriers. Justice for Housing continues to advocate for justice-impacted individuals and create pathways to reintegration through community support and skill building. For more information, visit justiceforhousing.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsARAMP Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.